This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zeoli Show. Do us a favor and subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and tell your friends. Either that or I'll leave to become President Trump's chief of staff. Thanks for listening.
Rich Zeoli Show Podcast.
This is by far my most favorite thing we do here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. We salute the shield. We're doing that today with a brave Philadelphia police officer in studio. And, of course, one of my dear, dear friends in studio as well. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zeoli Show on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We salute the shield and the FOP Survivors Fund. Let me introduce again my buddy Steve Weiler, the vice president of FOP Lodge 5. Welcome back.
Good afternoon, Rich. Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be back.
Always great to see you.
I'm always here in heart. I know. Always am. I'm always thinking of you guys. And just thanks for having me back. It's a great time.
Well, listen, you do amazing work. And the FOP Lodge 5, the Survivors Fund, does amazing work. We were just chatting off air about something you just did for a mutual friend of ours, an officer we honored on the show about a year ago, Andy Chan. What's the latest?
He's showing signs of improvement. It's going to be a long, long road. His family's by his bedside. His wife is so strong. I mean, three kids. We're just trying to help as much as we can. Highway Patrol is there by his bedside. If they need anything, they know we are a phone call away. We send him lunch up to the he's at a rehab now, and we send him lunch up and, you know, whatever we could do. But that's what the Survivors Fund does. That's what it's for. That's why people support it. And a guy like Andy Chan, who is liked very well throughout the whole department.
Motorcycle cop. It was a terrible traffic accident.
Yep. Awful.
And, you know, thank God he survived.
On his way to work.
Yeah.
You know, a few blocks from work. Just one of those things. Very tragic. And, you know, just a guy that's loved in the whole department. And hopefully he will recover, you know. Mm-hmm. Prayers every day, showing signs of improvement, from what I understand. But it's going to be a long time. It's going to be time.
Well, knowing the family, knowing that they have the support of his fellow officers, the Survivors Fund, I know it means so much to them, and that's fantastic. And I want to welcome to the show Police Officer George Higginson. George, welcome.
Thanks for having me on the show. I'm very proud to be here.
I'm proud to have you, man. You do great stuff. One of the things that I think is something people don't know about, and then they should know about it because it's a great thing to do with your family, is to go see a Philadelphia Police Blue Sox baseball game.
Absolutely.
It's a charitable endeavor.
Absolutely. We've been in existence since 2009. I started playing on the team in 2010, and I've come into more of a management role now. I manage a team, still play a little bit as well, when we don't have enough players or something like that. But I love the team, and we have a lot of young guys and our very promising future.
And I know that a lot of this, you have an event coming up, and that is an event, I believe it's going to help children with disabilities.
That's correct. It's probably the most important thing that we do all year long. It's our Champions Clinic, which is March 16th up at Sluggersville on 9400 Bluegrass Road. And I'll tell you, just having kids with like autism, stuff like that, things that people take for granted, like they wouldn't be able to be on an organized baseball team just because of the disability that they have. Not that it's a disability, but just not being able socially to handle something like that. So we like to give them a day, and we everybody comes up and we just have a good time with the kids and just go through like a couple drills, stuff like that, and just have a good time. Highway Patrol comes up, they bring their motorcycles, and we sit them on the bikes, and SWAT comes up, and they bring their, you know, their gadgets and stuff like that to show them, and the kids just love it. They just eat it up. So, I mean, it's just something that we do, and it's just great.
And it's also important, I think one of the running themes we've talked about on Salute the Shield is that kids have to know that the police are there to help them. And
absolutely,
that's an important, it goes a long way in reminding them of that important lesson. You know, you can go to a police officer if you need help. Don't run from them. They're there to help you.
Absolutely. I totally agree. It's definitely something growing up myself and being an active young man, just trying to play as many sports as I can. I mean, I took it for granted. And when I'll say Billy Killian, he took me under his wing, and he showed me that there's more than yourself. Mm-hmm. You got to reach out, and you got to do the right thing for these kids, and it's definitely
Billy started the team.
Billy Killian started the team.
And he
Billy
was in
Killian
here as well.
Is,
we honored him as well.
Billy Killian is my hero.
Great guy.
The guy does everything for the department. I mean, the stuff that he does, it can't be matched. Like on his own too. It's just countless hours of his own time. The things that he runs, the things that he does. I got to really, really give it up for Billy Killian.
Well, you're a very, very modest guy, George Higginson, because you do great work as well. And you followed in your father's footsteps and also your older brother's footsteps. And your sister is a police officer in the city as well. Your father retired in 2003. Your brother is a lieutenant.
That's correct.
And your sister's an officer in the 14th. Now, does your brother ever bust your chops being a lieutenant?
Nah, not really. I mean, Louis, he's my older brother, but he's always been in my shadow for the sports-wise. I always had a little more talent than him, you know. And he'll say that he's faster than me still, even though, I mean, he had a serious knee injury. But he likes to bring that up, that he still can beat me in a foot race. Will never happen, Lou, if you're listening. No way.
So you guys are a family of cops. It's like that show, right?
Yeah, pretty much, like the Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
So, like, even my dad's sister was a cop as well, and her husband was a cop too. I mean, they're all long since retired, but, I mean, we're still carrying on the tradition today.
And for yourself, George, did you want to become a police officer because of a particular moment, or did you just feel it was kind of a familial duty?
I'll tell you the truth. I was going to college playing baseball. I thought for sure I was going to be in the major leagues, making millions of dollars. But I graduated from Delaware Valley University, and I'll tell you, the police department called me right away, and 2 months later, I was in the police academy, just like that.
That was meant to be.
It was just meant to be.
That's it. I mean,
fortune.
And Steve Weiler, obviously a great officer, and you know, he was nearly killed. He was struck by a car while conducting a vehicle investigation. Right? Isn't that
that's
part
correct?
Of your story
yeah.
Here, it's amazing. 9 months of injury time. Was the Survivor's Fund there for you during that time?
Absolutely, absolutely. John McNesby tried to help me with mortgage payments, stuff like that. Hmm. At that time, I was still living at home, so my partner that night, he was more severely injured than me, and I told him, you know, take care of them. And I know for a fact that the Survivor's Fund really helped out with my partner, and I'll say his name too, Richie Hayes. I love you, kid.
You see how important it is, as we salute the Shield, to help the FOP Survivor's Fund. And Steve Weiler, where can people contribute? Because I know our audience loves to support the police department.
So,
they can.
Well, two ways now. We are having a Fallen Heroes Polo Plunge on February 23rd in North Wildwood. That's Saturday morning at 11 a.m. We will go in the water. It's $35 to register. You can register online at fallenheroespolarplunge.com.
Fallenheroespolarplunge.com. Okay.
Yep.
We'll post
and
link that, to that, as
that
well.
All goes to Survivors Fund. Or you can go on our website, FOP5.org, and there's a link. You can link on, and you can always donate.
So. Now, are you going to go in the ocean?
Always. It's my 11th year.
11th year?
It's my 11th year,
How
yes.
cold is it? Tell us
well,
about it.
Well, I've been there for great weather, you know, 45 degrees, 50 degrees weather, mm-hmm. and I've been there for 5-degree weather. It don't make a difference. It's
How long
cold.
Do you stay in the ocean?
It's about 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
That's 3 seconds yeah. longer
some
than
guys
I give them.
In there, some guys get in there and just stay in there and have a grand old time. You know what I mean? But a couple thousand
Who has
people
the
on the beach.
For being there in the longest?
Listen, I'm in and out, and I put a quilt around me and change my clothes on the beach quickly. Quickly. Yes, it's cold.
It's a really good event, and we'll definitely link to it and help out as well. And then The baseball clinic for children with disabilities, George, is that something that, you know, is there a website? Can people contribute to that, help out?
Yes, there is. I'm not sure what it is. I believe it's probably on our Facebook. It's Philly Blue Sox Facebook page, and there should be a link on there. It's March 16th, about 9 a.m. registration time. And please pre-register just so we can have a head count for kids, because we like to provide lunch and snacks and stuff like that for the children.
I think what the work you guys do to help each other during times of need is amazing. But it's also important to remember that the Survivors Fund is also there when an officer passes too. And funerals are a big deal. I remember you traveled,
Absolutely.
I think, as far as South Carolina recently.
Yeah, we've
right?
traveled to Texas. We've traveled to Dallas. Mm-hmm. We've traveled to Oakland for these funerals. And again, it's more and more. I mean, if we went to everyone, we'd be broke, mm-hmm. you know. But again, we have volunteers out there that help us consistently with these events. I have a friend, Dennis Dool, who lives down the shore, puts this whole thing together for us while he's down the shore. He gets all the permits, all the insurance, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it makes it easy on us. We get down there, we show up, we help run the day. But, I mean, without guys like him, we'd be in trouble. Without corporate sponsors, we'd be in trouble, mm-hmm. you know?
No,
it's huge.
It is huge, yeah. And we got to do a lot to help out, no doubt. Steve Weiler is the vice president of FOP Lodge 5. George Higginson is our officer of the month this month that we salute.
Thank you.
And we salute your shield, and we thank you. Thank you. Thank you both for everything you do for the city. You guys are great guys. You're real officers. You're true officers, and I'm grateful that you are the kind of people that wear the shield, to be honest with you. It's really important. And I also know for a fact that after the plunge, there will probably be a post-activity somewhere in that North Wildwood.
That will be at Keenan's Irish Pub before and after.
No kidding.
Before and after.
I'm shocked.
Friday
really
and Saturday.
I'm shocked by that.
But
that's
there's
amazing.
Quite a few bars that participate down there. It's a little family down there, so it's getting better and better every year. It really is. And without their support, honestly, we wouldn't be able to do it. So it's awesome.
Now, can you go to the bar if you don't do the plunge?
Absolutely.
Oh, you
again,
can.
It's $35, drink specials, food included. So sure, absolutely. We encourage it.
That's good.
We encourage it, 100%.
Right. One more time with the website.
So it's fallenheroespoloplunge.com.
And it's next weekend.
It's the 23rd. February 23rd. We start 22nd. I might start the 21st. Who knows? But the actual event is on the 23rd.
I guess if you pregame a little bit, it doesn't make the jump as bad.
It doesn't help. It does not help. No. No.
Numbs you out a little
honestly,
bit.
It does. It keeps your heart going. It's a shock. But it's good.
Give me your thoughts, George, on the state of policing in this day and age right now and what we're in.
It's not to get too far into it because we can talk about this all day long. It's been difficult. But, you know, it's just one day at a time. I mean, I've got 12 years on now. I got another 20 plus to go. Mm-hmm. So if I let the small stuff bother me now, I'm never going to make it to the end of that finish line. So it's just, like I said, one day at a time, one breath at a time, and just let it roll down like a duck in water.
I mean,
let it roll down my back.
You survived a really bad accident. You were almost killed. You 9 months of rehabilitation. So does that give you a different perspective on life after that?
I'm just happy every day I wake up. I mean, from being there, I had 300 stitches in my face. I mean, I was as close to dead as can be. And I've been blessed that I was able to walk away from it. Hopefully Andy Chan has the same things. I'll tell you right now, I've met him several times. And without any exaggeration, he is one of the most genuine people that I've ever met in my life. And I just wish him the best. And just to go back on what I was saying about my accident, when I came back and through these guys, they helped me out and got me put in the traffic unit where I am now. I've been there the last 8 years, and it's a very prestigious place. I'm very happy to be there. And I really probably wouldn't be on the job anymore if I wasn't in that unit at this time.
Well, he actually didn't have to come back to work. If he wanted to stay home, he could have stayed home.
No kidding.
Absolutely. Yeah. But he chose to come back to work because he's a worker. And, you know, thank you for that, honestly.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, man. God bless you.
And Rich, on you know, real quick, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but we do get discouraged at times. Police officers, today, it's tough. But when we come to a place like this and have a guy like you and your staff, it makes it worthwhile. It boosts us up. It does. It's a boost.
Good.
I mean, I get upset. I get discouraged. I'm like, I want to quit. Like, I'm done. But we come to a place like this, and it just boosts. It just keeps you going. It does.
I'm so glad.
Thank you for that.
We really know that there are more people out there that appreciate us than want to spit on us. So, I mean, I look to that versus what I'm dealing with at a certain time, because when you're dealing with people in the public, you know what you're dealing with. It's when they're at their most vulnerable, when they're down on their luck. So they want to take it out on us, and that's for us to be able to defuse them and take them back down to reality and really bring them back to humanity. And that's what I try and do now, and that's foremost on the street. I'll tell you, I never want to hurt a person ever. So I don't start my day thinking about how can I go out there and injure somebody or hurt somebody. I just want to help. That's why I'm here.
On that note, I salute you. We salute you. Police Officer George Higginson, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you,
truly.
It's really
God
an honor to be here.
Family.
I really appreciate it. Thank you
the
for your time.
The honor is all ours. And Steve Weiler, keep up the great work
thank
with
you.
FOP Lodge
and
5.
And you too. You as well. Thank you.
RCOE 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.